Yes.
A lot of times, it's a little bit of time, I don't know. A lot of times, there's rarely, so you're not going to get it.
So it's a relation.
Oh, that's what it is.
Nothing going.
Say.
I assume it's legit.
What about you say? Tef. Resh Mem Tet. Thank all of you for coming, and thank your wife that let you come here during this period of the year that... Tev. Siman Resh Mem Tet. Safe. I'm going to concentrate more in Seif Bet. So I'm sure all of you learned the Siman, and we want to focus a little bit on the Seif Bet. And Bezat Hashem, at the end of the shiur, we're going to get to relevant questions about Erev Pesach, the second Yom Tov of second Seder and Suda Shlishit. It basically happened this year, so once in like 19 years. So, Tev. Bet. Asur likvua be'erev Shabbat seuda u'mishteh. I'm going to go a little bit more slowly in the beginning with the sources, because I know that some of you probably didn't see the sources, so I will try to start with simple sources, and then we're going to get more in depth with the Hashem. Asur likvua be'erev Shabbat seuda u'mishteh she'eno ragil b'me'achol, ואפילו היא סעודת אירוסין מפני כבוד השבת, שייכנס לשבת כשהוא תאב לאכול, וכל היום בכלל האיסור. So the first part of the halacha discuss a big סעודה, שאינו רגיל בימי החול, מפני כבוד השבת. And then the second part, ולאכול, I'm skipping the remark, ולאכול ולשתות בלי קביעות סעודה, אפילו סעודה שרגיל בה בחול, כל היום מותר להתחיל מן הדין, אבל מצווה להימנע מלקבוע סעודה שנהוג בה בחול מתשע שעות ולמעלה. So, I don't know how all of you learned this part of the Seif, but it sounds like, and especially in the Biur Halakha and Dibor Matchil Milikvo Seuda, that when we don't discuss a big Seuda, like a wedding Seuda or something like really fancy, we discuss Kviut Seuda Regila. Let's say you eat lunch at 3 o'clock at Friday, and it happens to be the winter after the Mincha Ketana. So this Seuda Kvua, like a big, you eat like a whole full Seuda, so that Seuda don't be kovea mitesha shaot ulmala. But if you don't eat the amount that you usually eat, let's say you eat five kabeitzim pat, so you just want to eat two kabeitzim, that's fine, because you just eat it not to get too hungry. That's what basically the Biur Halakha says. מלקבוע סעודה אינו לאכול פת כדי סביעה כרגילותו בחול, אבל מעט להשקיט רעבונו אינו בכלל קביעות סעודה לדין זה. That's the pshat. It sounds like in the... when you read the Mishnah Berurah kipshuto, and we'll see the background, and Bezrat Hashem we're going to try to see if it's so simple or there is more ways to understand that. In order to understand this Seif in depth, we need to go through a couple of sources. And the first source is the Gemara in Gittin Lamedchet Amud Bet. It's the first source in the source sheet. The Gemara tells us a story. Behanet lat mil enachti ba'ale batim v'nechsehon, demap ki avdayu lechiruta, v'desayri nechsehu b'shabta, v'dekavi seudatayu b'shabta b'idan me'midrasha. So a couple of things that can cause to lose all of your assets, all of your nechasim. Mishacher eved lechirut, with no reason. Taking care of business and Shabbos. V'dekavi seudatayu b'shabta b'idan me'midrasha. When you make the meal of Shabbos at the time of everyone learns Torah. So what exactly does it mean? So the Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, example for that, שתי משפחות היו בירושלים, אחת קבעה סעודתה בשבתא ואחת קבעה סעודתה בערב שבת ושתיהן נעקרו. So we're going to focus on the second part. One family was kovat their meal, they were kovat in ערב שבת, and because of that they destroyed, נעקרו. What does that mean? When exactly this family were kovea the seuda? So we have two explanations in Rashi there. The first explanation is that they were koveh belel Shabbat. They were making the main meal of Shabbat, Erev Shabbat, instead of making it during the day. And we have the rule of kvod yom kodem likvod laila. And that was not good. We're not going to treat this perush so much because the poskim didn't quote it la'alacha. Ve'ikad emefarshi, that the second perush in Rashi, be'erev Shabbat mamash, v'chen b'chol yom merov osher, aval be'hamia ika isura, she'ikanes l'shabbat k'shu savea b'lo ta'ava. The second explanation of Rashi is that they used to be kovea on Friday. And the problem with that is that they were over the issue of, we'll see if it's a real issue or not, that they were not getting into Shabbat when they were hungry. They were basically causing the bitul of Onik Shabbat, and that was the issue. But we get here in this source that there is some sort of kviut seuda, that it's aser be'erev Shabbat. And the issue seems like that you're going into Shabbos with no appetite. The main question that the Rishonim deal with is that the next source that we're going to see, the Gemara in the beginning of Arve Pesachim, that says that Rabbi Yossi hold that you can start a meal after Mincha Ktana. We're going to see that soon. But assuming we hold like Rabbi Yossi that you're allowed to start a meal after 9.5 hours after Mincha Ktana, so how can it be that these guys would be punished because they had a meal? So the Ramban there asks, "V'kashel ida kamanan ki Rabbi Yossi da'amar ochel v'olechat shetichshach v'afilu la'atchil, even to start a meal we allowed you." V'esh lomar ani min pa'am achat mipnei atzorech, aval le'olam lo. So the first terutz of the Ramban is to be mechalek between a permanent kviut that you do it every Friday, as opposed to a one-time event that you were koveh with your family, but you didn't make a big deal every Friday to do it. It's like a zilzul in Shabbos. And the second terutz, that the fact that they were koveh seuda was causing them not to eat the meal on Shabbat. They were maybe making kiddush with mina targima, but they were not. They were basically causing, like the Rashi said, that you eat the meal and then you don't eat the Shabbos meal. The Rashba also bring the first perush that distinguish between permanent as temporary temporary. And he said that if you make it permanent, it's look like a zilzul b'kavod Shabbat. And he brings Rabbeinu Chananel, that brings a different reason for that. And he said that the reason that it's also to be koveh seuda on a Friday is because if you're busy with a big meal, then you don't have time to prepare for Shabbos. So it's not about being full when you get into Shabbos. It's more like the fact that you're not gonna have time to spend preparing for Shabbos. And the Ritva there bring the Rabbeinu Chananel that the Rashba brought, but he says that the Isur is even in the morning, and the problem is big Seuda, and he doesn't say the reason that the Rashba says that you're not going to be busy with Tzorche Shabbat. He says that the reason is that you need to be full, you need to be hungry when you get into Shabbos, and if you're going to make a big meal, you're mezalzel in the Oneg Shabbos, you're going to get full. So keep that source in mind. We have the source in Gemara Gittin that tells us that there is an issur to be koveh seuda erev Shabbat. We didn't define yet if it's a seuda gdola or seuda ktana. It seems like it's a machloket between the Rishonim, between the Ritva and the other Rishonim. But keep that source in mind. That's the first source that the Rishonim and the Rambam.
Is the Ritva according to Rabbeinu Chananel different than Rashi?
Yeah, different than the Rashba.
No, not different than
Rashi. Really. Rashi doesn't bring Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi. It's the same idea. Yeah, but it doesn't. Rashi doesn't say that we're talking about Seuda Gdola, and even in the morning. The Ritva says it Meforash. But you're right that it's the same idea. Yeah.
Rabbeinu Chananel makes more sense with the Shita that it's like that's a whole Friday, not just specific timing, though, right?
Because it's a big Seuda, I mean.
Anything, because your time should be spent more with Tzarfei Shabbos, so.
So you're saying the Rashba, that it's
so
more like
Banano,
a
point. Like,
the Rashba in Rabbeinu Chananel,
right.
Yeah.
So it's like there's not as much of a time limit in that regard.
There is
the
not.
Time limit of when you shouldn't be eating is a longer time
right.
frame.
Right.
There's nothing missing that because you're eating, you're not going to be Mutzach HaShav, or because you're preparing for your Tzuvah HaShav, you're not going to.
Both. Might be both. Yeah, both of them require time. So when you have to do both, probably you're not gonna have time to. The second source, that's the source that we should spend the most time, but we don't have any time anyway. So we'll try to summarize whatever we can. The Gemara in Pesachim Tzadik Tet Amud Bet. I'm sure all of you had time in life that you learned this Gemara, so you prepared it. I'm gonna try to summarize it to get what we need from this Gemara. The Mishnah says, "Erev Pesachim Samuch LeMincha Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetechshach." And the Gemara says, "My Iri Arve Pesachim." Why do you say only Arve Pesachim? Every Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, there is a Isur. The Tanya Lo Yochal Adam Barve Shabbatot Yom Tovim Minarcha Ol Malak. Kedesh Yikanes Shabbat Kshu Tava. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Omer Ochel Veolech Ad Shetechshach. So lichora, Rabbi Yehuda hold that every Shabbos you have the same Isur, and Rabbi Yosef argue. So we have two Tirutzim in the Gemara. Rav Huna says that the reason that we have this Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yossi. That even though Rabbi Yossi holds that during the year you don't have the issue of going into Shabbos when you're hungry, you can start a meal lichora after Zman HaMincha, Erev Pesach is different. Special mitzvah. We're going to see in the Rishonim what exactly going on here. Rav Papa says that the Mishnah in Erev Pesachim needed, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there is extra restriction in Erev Pesach, that even Samuch LaMincha, you shouldn't start a meal. And then the Gemara bothered with Rav Huna, that says that even Rabbi Yossi is mode Erev Pesach. The Gemara bring in the middle, Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Rabbi Yochanan. You see that in the middle? Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ויתם אמר רבי אבא אמר רבי יוסי ברבי חנינה הלכה כרבי יהודה בערב הפסח והלכה כרבי יוסי בערב שבת. That's what רבי יוחנן says. הלכה כרבי יהודה בערב הפסח, it sounds like there is a מחלוקת, and I מכריע like רבי יהודה. Right? And it's the opposite of what רב הונא says. So the Gemara is נדחקת. The Gemara says that what he meant, halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach, is for a different machloket. It's not the machloket about when you can start. It's about hafsaka. If you already started the meal, then there is another machloket between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, if you should stop or not. And for this machloket, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach. But in a chinami that Rabbi Yossi is moed be'erev Pesach, they shouldn't start. Okay, so we have two terutzim in the Gemara, and we have lichora something that contradicts Rav Huna is Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara is nidcheket to be miyash of that. I'm going to skip a little bit, and I'm going to come back here. I just want to get the other source that we need to have in mind before we get into the Rambam. And at the bottom of page number 3, when Rabbi Yossi says, when Rabbi Yossi says that it's mutter to lichora to start, what does he mean? He means like lechatchila you can be starting a meal. So most many Rishonim understood yes. Meaning Rabbi Yossi when he says after Zman HaMincha you can, he argued with Rabbi Yehuda, so he said that you can even start. That's the Pshat Gemara and the Daf Kufa Mudbet also. It's mashma veshavin shemutar lechatchil. So it's mashma that the Rabbi Yossi hold that it's mamash mutar lechatchila to start a meal erev Shabbos after Zman HaMincha Ktana, 9.5 hours. Now, the interesting opinion is that Bahag. The Bahag says, at the top of page number 4, ואפילו רבי יוסי לא כאמר, אלא דאי אתחיל לא לפסוק. אבל התחולה לכתחילה לא יתחיל. So the Bahag has like a bomb here. It's לכאורה contradict the Gemara, because the Gemara משמע almost מפורש that it's, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's even מותר להתחיל. Something that we can't. I don't know. That's there's a better word.
Like we say that. It's okay.
Okay, fine. And Okay.
What would he hold machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi?
Okay, very good. So we'll see what's going on here. It's not only Bahag. If you look in the Rif, the Lashon of the Rif is very weird. The Lashon of the Rif, the bold part, ואילכת כרבי יוסי דקמן הלכה כרבי יוסי מחברו, ומדידים דערבי פסחים דברה הכל, דמודי רבי יוסי ורב פסח משום חיוב הדמצא, ובערבי שבתות ובערבי ימים טובים, היכה דהתחיל למקמה תשע שעות, ואימשיך לסעודתה. היכה דהתחיל מקמה תשע שעות. Why hecha de'atchil when the person start before 9:30? If you hold like Rabbi Yossi, the Rosh bring that also, and he get like very teimo leshon arif. The next source, shekatav shemudei Rabbi Yossi berav Pesach. So he said that the Ramban have a different girsa, but he says that halachot gdolot says it meforash that mintesha shouldn't start. Va'afilu Rabbi Yossi, he bring the Bahag. Now, I'm starting to read in the Rosh, in the underline, V'arav Rabbi Yeshaya Mitterani, Tosfot read, Evir Aya, Ledivra Alachot Gdolot, Mideitz Trichle L'Rabbi Yochanan, Lefsok Alachah K'Rabbi Yossi, Be'erav Shabbat, Lehafsaka, Miklal Delo Svira Lekvate, Behatchala. Deisavar Kvate, Hashta Lehatchil Shari, Kol Sheken, She'en Tzarech Lehafsik. Elashma Mine'edavka Behafsaka, Pasak Vate, Velo Behatchala. So we have basically a third approach to understand the whole psak here of Bahag, and Bahag basically says that there is three opinions in the Gemara. It's not only Rav Huna and Rav Papa in the Gemara. When we mention Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan was paskenin, according to the Okimta of the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan was paskenin like Rabbi Yossi leinyan afsaka. Rabbi Yossi be'erav Pesach like Rabbi Yehuda leinyan afsaka. So when you paskan in binyan afsaka, it's mashma that you're not holding like Rabbi Yossi linyan atchala. Only for hafsaka, if you already started, then you shouldn't stop in Erev Shabbos, and in Erev Pesach you should stop according because we paskan in like Rabbi Yehuda. But it's mashma that in Erev Shabbat we're not holding like Rabbi Yossi. So it's like a third opinion, like a de'am memutzat between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, that we hold like Rabbi Yossi only for Hafsaka, meaning if you started, you shouldn't stop in Shabbos. But leinyan atchala, we don't hold like it. So that's the approach of the Tosfot Rid. The Rosh himself is trying to be miyashev the Rif different way, and he writes like a long piece here that he hold like Rav Papa. But then he said, I look in the Rif again, and I can't say that. So it's, but he said, I can't say it in the Rif, but I will still say it lemaise because I think it's true. So it's nice to see the Rosh inside. You can take a look after. Tosfot in Daf Kuf Amud Alef also bring the Bahag at the end of their, it's the page number 5 on the bottom. ועוד כתב בהג דבערב שבת אין להתחיל לאכול מנהם לך ולמעלה, דאפילו רבי יוסי לא כאמר אלא דלא יפסיק, אבל להתחיל לו. ועל כוכך הכי פירושו, דלא קיים עלן כרבי יוסי אלא להפסקה, אבל לא להתחיל. So they basically say the same thing that the Tosfot Rid says, that we hold like רבי יוסי only for this... Okay, so we have three sources in mind now. The source in Gemara Gittin that says that two families that were kovea seuda erev Shabbat and they destroyed. We had the second Gemara that we hold lichora like Rabbi Yossi, and the third source is Bahag with all the Rishonim that explain maybe we hold like Rabbi Yossi lachatzain or not. Now, when you come to the Rambam, and that's the main source behind this halakha in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam is a little bit satum. The lashon of the Rambam is stuma. It's not so clear, and the Rav HaMagid is the first one to try to explain what is going on here. So the Rambam, Perek Lamed Milchot Shabbat Halakha Daled, Asur Likvoa Seuda Umishteh בערב שבת מפני כבוד השבת. So pay attention to a couple of words here. The beginning of the halacha, אסור לקבוע סעודה ומשתה. Sounds very fancy, right? משתה is like מפני כבוד השבת. The Rambam brings the element of Kvod HaShabbat. Keep that in mind. ומותר לאכול ולשתות עד שתחשך. This is לכאורה the lashon of Rabbi Yossi. אוכל והולך עד שתחשך. That's mamash copying the lashon of the Rabbi Yossi. So he says, מותר לאכול ולשתות עד שתחשך. A minute ago you said אסור לקבוע סעודה ומשתה מפני כבוד השבת, and now you're telling me מותר לאכול ולשתות עד שתחשך. So maybe there is a חילוק between a big meal and a little meal, but then he continues. ואף על פי כן, מכבוד השבת, שימנע אדם מן המלכה ולמעלה מלקבוע סעודה, כדי שייכנס לשבת שהוא מתאווה לאכול. So what is this part means? Is it come to add that even though a big meal, okay, we kept big meal as the beginning, now a regular meal is mutter, and even in regular meal there is restrictions, or this piece just explained the beginning of the halacha, that what I told you, asur likvoa, it's only min ha-mincha ol mala. There's a lot of elements here in this halacha that are not clear. First of all, what is the isur in the beginning? Is it the whole day or part day? So the Rav HaMagid decided that there is three parts to the Rambam. The first part is the Gemara and Gittin. I'm reading the Rav HaMagid. Although the Rav HaMagid, in the beginning of the Rav HaMagid, he brings the Perush of Ramban and Rashba, there are mechalek between Kviut Tamid and Not Tamid. But Lechora, he ignores them. And then he comes to explain the Rambam. So it's in the fourth line, V'nirei Milshon Rabbeinu. Do you see that in the Rav HaMagid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you see it? It's the second source in the fourth line. ונגרם ישון רבנו שסעודה ומשתה שאינו נוהג בימות החול אסור לעשותו בערב שבת וכל היום בכלל האיסור. So the first part of the Rambam is סעודה ומשתה שאינו נוהג בחול, like a fancy meal, like a wedding, something very fancy. אסור לעשותו בערב שבת, וכל היום בכלל האיסור. So that's how the Rambam learned in the Gemara and Gittin. The Gemara and Gittin discuss a fancy meal, big, huge meal, that this should not be happening the whole Friday, the whole day. והוכיח כאן ממרמר the Gittin. Now, ולאכול. Now, the second part of the Rambam, ולאכול ולשתות בלא קביעות סעודה. If you want to eat without קביעות סעודה, what does קביעות סעודה mean? I don't know yet. But if you eat below kviut seuda, afilu seuda sheragil ba bechol, even if it's a meal that you used to eat during the week, kol hayom mutar la'atchil. You can eat this kind of seudot the whole day, and you can even start them. Varken beperek avei pesachim v'kerabbi Yossi. That's halacha like Rabbi Yossi, that you can eat even a meal that you're eating during the week. Velikvoa seuda shenahag ba bechol. מצווה להימנע מתשע שעות ולמעלה. So where did that come from? לפי שסבור רבנו, דאף על גב דקיים עלן כרבי יוסי דאמה אוכל ועולך עד שתחשך, היינו דווקא בלא קביעות סעודה. כן נראה לי לדעת רבנו ונכון. So he's מחלק in the Rambam between two kind of סעודות. It sounds like סעודה שרגיל בה בחול, if you eat it without kviut seuda, it's fine. If you eat it with kviut seuda, it's not fine. What exactly does it mean kviut seuda here? What is the definition of it? Is it if you drink wine, is it kviut seuda? If you eat it with your friends, it's kviut seuda. If you eat it with your family, it's kviut seuda. Where is the definition of kviut seuda? Normally, in Siman Resh Lamed Bet, we have definition that based on the Tosfot in Sukkah, Pat more than Kabeitza is considered Kovea for Dine Sukkah. But here, it sounds like his Mechalek Ben, you normally eat this meal during the week. If you're going to do it back kviut seuda, you're going to be also. Mashmah that we're talking about a couple of Kabeitzim, and the way that you make it, that's going to be the issue. That's the way that we just read in the Biur Halacha, that's the way the Biur Halacha understood. That it's not a shiur. It's not the shiur that makes the definition of kviut. It's more like the way that you eat during the week, that's going to make it a kviut suda, that is going to be also. So if you normally eat for lunch 5 kabeitzim, that you shouldn't do after 9.5.
Yeah, the Perek Shlosha Shaslu. People sit down, they don't...
Kavu, right.
They're not running around. They're not,
but you're saying that the kviut going to be that... Miksat Chavarim, you're saying...
It's not Chavarim, it's another... Moshev, Bovin Kavua. It's a sit.
And even if you eat Kazait?
You have to eat something, but I mean, the Gemara in Shlosha Shaslu is pretty clear. It means to sit down.
That is for the purpose of being kuvah together, to connect you, if I remember. But it's not the purpose of chashivut of meal.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the Gemara seems to think.
Yeah.
That's called kviut suda.
For what? For the purpose of being connected. Right. So it's to connect.
Kviut suda in different parts of halacha. So there's different kviut suda than shlosha shaslu.
I see no reason to say that.
No, but that's the case.
But you see in the sukkah that we have a different definition.
There
it's a mitzvah of sukkah, isn't it? No, it's two kviyot of sukkah is more like definition of the meal itself. The kviyot that you're talking about is more like a kviyot of a meal between us, that we are connected. It's not about the meal itself. It's about to show that this meal is shared. We are sharing the meal. And that's why we can make zimun. Okay, I'm not saying, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say the definition that you're saying, no matter what. So you have a question on the Mishnah Berurah. Even if you hold that this is the Pshat, you also don't like the Pshat of the Mishnah Berurah. So, Mima Nafshach, you don't like the Mishnah Berurah. You're just making it harder to... I mean, it's hard no matter what. You can see in the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz have a definition of Mishteh. If you make a Mishteh, it's like a fancy... So it's not so clear.
The definition is going to be based on what are you trying to protect against.
What do you mean?
Have a challenge here.
Meaning, if the word.
Okay, so that's where I'm gonna. That's what I'm gonna. Yeah.
By,
exactly. Ways. Exactly. You get into the point. Perfect. Fine. Exactly. No, that's the point. Is the issue is the meal itself or something that's going to be caused by the meal, and that's what we're going to get soon. But I'm just saying that the Rav HaMaggid didn't say a lot. He just said something, and the Kesef Mishneh quote the Rav HaMaggid, and then in the Bet Yosef, he also, again, he ignored the beginning of the Mefarshim. He just bring it at the end, and he bring the Rav HaMaggid, and he says, I think the Rav HaMaggid is right. And he argued with the Tur. The Tur understood in the Rambam that the Rambam doesn't have three levels. The Rambam just have two levels. Asur likva seudah u'mishteh. What seudah u'mishteh? What I wrote at the end. So the asur likva, the beginning of the Rambam, is only mi tesha shaot ulmala. According to the Tur understanding, there is no chiluk bin svi seudah gdola and seudah ktana. So the Bet Yosef doesn't like it. He said, I want to follow the Rav HaMaggid. The Rav HaMaggid looks a better pshat. But anyway, it sounds like the way that the Bet Yosef, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah, and it sounds like it also in the Pri Megadim, that basically there is three kinds of meal. There is a seudah gdola, and then there is a seudah ktana that a person makes normally during the week. And this seudah, if you make it bederech kviut, if you do it normally after 9.5 hours, it's not appropriate. You should eat less than that. And it's going to show that you're not... Kovea Seuda. Kviut is like a zilzul in Shabbos in some way. We're going to see how. What I'm bothered with is that if you look in the Bet Yosef itself, in the beginning of his Lashon, the Bet Yosef is at the bottom of page number 6. He brings the din of Rabbi Yossi that you allow to start the meal according to Rabbi Yossi Erev Shabbos, v'chen Piresh Aran. And then he writes, "Udeloke bahag shekatav daafilu Rabbi Yosi moded emitet shaot ulma laasu." So he just said the bahag is not lahalacha. We don't care about the bahag; it's nothing. And then he bring the Rambam and he bring the Rav HaMaggid and he paskin like the Rav HaMaggid. Now, if the Rambam just follow the Gif, and the Gif follow the bahag, then the pshat in the Rambam can be a lot nicer, because מותר לאכול ולשתות עד שתחשך, זה רבי יוסי, ואף על פי כן מכבוד השבת שימנע אדם מן המלאכה ולמעלה. That's ממש בהג. הלכה כרבי יוסי, and there's still Isser. Or maybe הלכה like רבי יוסי לחצאין, like the Tosfot Rid. That הלכה כרבי יוסי only in הפסקה, but you're not allowed to start לכתחילה. And there is another element. Even better, that's perfect. So that's the bahag. Why? Where did the bahag get it from? He was chalek with the Gemara. So, keep, perfect. You're asking the next. That's the process. Now I want to get to the point. Bezrat Hashem. Now we're gonna get some. Let's go back to the Gemara that I didn't want to, the sources that I didn't want to read in the beginning. The Gemara in Psachin Tzadik Tet. Let go back to page number 2. When the Gemara says that there is a chiluk to Rabbi Yossi between Erev Pesach and Shabbat, why is Pesach more chamor? So if you look, right, so look in Rashi v'Rashbam, In the Mishnah, now I'm going to be a little bit more like, sounds like a little brisker, but לא יאכל אדם כדי שיאכל מצה של מצווה לתאבון משום הידור מצווה. That's the lashon of Rashi. The איסור of אכילה בערב פסח is משום הידור מצווה. It sounds like it's a הידור בחפצה of the אכילה. Part of the mitzvah of אכילת מצה is to eat the matzah with appetite. If you don't have appetite when you eat the matzah, it's a chisaron in the mitzvah of matzah. So you need to stop eating before, so your mitzvah is going to be elevated and going to be in a higher level of mitzvah. So you need to stop eating, mishum hidur mitzvah of matzah, right? And then Rashi in the Gemara said, "Kshu tava velo tavo seudat Shabbat ala sova." Rashi writes a different thing. I don't want to focus on Rashi because it's a little bit more difficult, but let's go to the Rashbam. The Rashbam switch to this sova part when the Gemara answer the answer. The Rashbam also, afilu arve shabbatot alibad de Rabbi Yehuda kedei shiyu sudat chaviv alav. When he discussed the question, he said kedei shiyu sudat shabbat chaviv alav, chivuv mitzvah, hidur mitzvah. And then when the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi is moide in matzah, he explained that it's a different reason. The reason for the takana according to Rabbi Yossi is different. Mishum chiyuva de matzah. Look in the Rashbam. What the Rashbam says: shelo tehe neechelet al asova. I'm concerned that if you're going to eat erev Pesach, you're going to be so full that then when you eat the matzah, you're not going to be yoitze. It's not hidur mitzvah. It's a chashash that you're not going to be yoitze the mitzvah at all. And you can look in the Ran, says it meforash legamre. It says, look in page number 3 in the Ran. הרבה פסחים סמור על מניחה לא יאכל אדם עד שתחשך וכו'. דלא ליטה, I'm reading the part in bold. דלא ליטה למחלה אכילה גסה. The חשש is that you're going to eat אכילה גסה. What is אכילה גסה? כלומר שלא יוכל לבלוע אותה אלא בקושי. וכהי גוונה לא יצא ידי חובה. דלא מיקרי אכילה. וכדאמרי נביא אומר, מי שאוכל תרומה אכילה גסה אינו חייב מישהו מוכל אלא מזיק. Okay, so if this is the pshat, so the reason that Rabbi Yossi is moide be'erev Pesach is not because of hidur mitzvah. There is no hidur mitzvah. The pshat in erev Pesach, the reason that Rabbi Yossi is moide be'erev Pesach is because if you're going to eat erev Pesach, there is a chashash that you're going to be savea, and then you're not going to be yotze complete. Even if you eat the matzah, you're not going to be yotze. But this is not a problem in Shabbos. Why is it not a problem in Shabbos? Continue the run. אבל לך משום מצא מודה, ואף על גב דה מצוות עונג שבת, נעמי מדאורייתא, that's the run, continue, and I say, but Shabbos, you have a mitzvah to eat also. So why wouldn't we say the same thing? Don't eat before Shabbat, so you're not going to be full, and you're not going to be yoitzi onig Shabbos. Why wouldn't you say the same thing for Shabbos? So he says, Hatam לא פקדי רחמנה האכילה בהדיה, אלא לקדש את השבת ולענגו. וכל אחד לא מיענג, האכילה לא מחייב בה. The whole nature of the חיוב אכילה in Shabbat, the עונג Shabbos is different nature of חיוב. The חיוב in Shabbat is, if you're hungry, eat good food. If you're not hungry, שקויח, you don't have to eat. You can be מקיים שלוש סעודות during the day.
Right.
So there is a fundamental chiluk. We're going to see that some Rishonim have the... there is a couple of ways to answer this question, but this is one way of answering. And the Rambam hold like it, and I have a proof for that also. The Rambam says that if you're full, you don't have a chiyuv to eat. So there is completely different chiyuvim in Shabbat and Erev Pesach. Erev Shabbat, there is no inyan to stop you from eating that you're not going to be full, because even if you're going to be full, nothing happened. You can be mekayam shalosh sudot in the morning, or that you don't have a chiyuv at all when you're saver. So there is no inyan to be metaken not to eat Erev Shabbat, lichora. But Erev Pesach, there is an inyan, not because of hidur mitzvah like Rabbi Yehuda, because of the fact that if you're going to eat, you might lose the mitzvah at night.
It's more of an inyan than it has to be, if it seems like Zer the Rabbanan.
Trekale. Yeah, what are you saying? Perfect. So Mamash, I want to be mechaven to your. That's the next step. Shkoyach. That's the next. Exactly. No, that's what I want to get to. What would you? That's what he meant before when he was saying what's the reason for the stopping.
The Rashi, between the Rashi and the Rashbam versus the Ran, seems much more serious machloket, because it seems to the point of the Ran, you're trying to avoid not doing the mitzvah
Behidu. At all. But this is Rabbi Yehuda. In Rashi is Rabbi Yehuda, and the Maskana, according to Rabbi Yossi, yeah. That's the machloket. That's the machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi.
It's a much bigger difference.
Right.
One was to prevent non fulfillment of the mitzvah at all. Right?
According to Rabbi Yossi, we will be goyzer only when there is a chashash bitul. There is no takana for Hidu, according to Rabbi Yossi. Exactly. Fine, so now let's get to the point that you want to say, and that's what I want to basically say in the Rambam. The Rambam learned in Rabbi Yossi, and Lechora, that's the Shita of Bahag, and that's the Shita of the Tosfot Rid. There are two Gedarim in Gzera, not to eat before Shabbat. So, when we now the Rambam, I have a proof in the Rambam in Perek Lamed Alachatet. The Rambam in Perek Lamed Alachatet. It's page number 9. You can see it. The Rambam in Perek Lamed Alachatet. It's the same Perek with the Alacha that we're discussing. V'im ayach chule merov achila or she'am itanet tamid patur mishalos seudot. So the Rambam meforash lichora like the Ran. That a person is chole merov achila, he ate so much that he got sick from eating. Patur mishalos seudot. You don't have a mitzvah. The mitzvah of shalos seudot is if you're hungry. It's page number 9. It's
because it happens to be every Shabbos, so I want to make sure I understand
it. No. We don't hold like that. Not everyone agree with the Rambam. Now I'm focusing on the Rambam, and I want to first explain the Rambam, what I think the right pshat in the Rambam. And then maybe we're going to get to more halachic. I don't know if we're going to get there. So the Rambam holds the same idea like the Ran. So, and one more source that you should have in mind also, since we are discussing Achila Gasa, you just need to have that in mind because it's a fundamental yesod b'dinei Achila Gasa. Tosfot in Pesachim Kuf Zayin Amud Bet. There's two gavne Achila Gasa. There's Achila Gasa that you want to throw up when you eat. This Achila doesn't have Shem Achila, and that's what we're discussing now. There is Achila Gasa that it's just full, you can eat more, and that is still considered Achila. Just keep that in mind. Now, anyway, for our discussion, the Rambam, Lichora, understood exactly like Bahag or the Tosfot Rid, one of them. And there are two separate dinim. The din of Ochel Veolech Ad Shetechshach, according to Rabbi Yossi, discussed the Isur, Takanat Chachamim. Is there Takanat Chachamim not to eat Erev Shabbat? The answer, according to Rabbi Yossi, no. I'm not going to do any Takana not to eat, to do Isur, to forbid eating Erev Shabbos because of Chashash Bitul Mitzvah. Because there is no Chashash Bitul Mitzvah. Even if you're going to eat and you're going to be full, you're not going to be Mevatel the Mitzvah of Onik Shabbat. It's not nice, but you're not going to be Mevatel the Mitzvah. So there is no reason to make a Takana. There is no Easter. But, and if you read in the Rambam, it's Mamash Pshat in the Rambam, Perek Lamed, all of Perek Lamed is Dinei Kvod Shabbat. And the Rambam put this halacha with all the Dinei Kvod Shabbat. And the lashon that we just read in the Rambam, if you read, and I think Ehud, you paid attention to it. That's what the Rambam says. That's Mamash Pshat in the Rambam. He says, Ochel ve'olech ad shetechshach. The page number 6 is the lashon of the Rambam that we just mentioned. This is the Gemara of Gittin. Whatever you want to explain, you can explain. And then umutar le'echol ve'echod ad shetechshach. That's Rabbi Yossi. Ve'af al pichen. Even though we hold like Rabbi Yossi, מכבוד השבת שימנע אדם מן המנחה ולמעלה לקבוע סעודה כדי שיכנס. We are discussing the same סעודה that it's mutter to eat. There is no two קביעות סעודה. Rav Magid is a big דוחק. If we take בהג, we take the Tosfot read, we are discussing the same סעודה. And I can use the dinim that we normally hold by dinim קביעות סעודה. More than קבצה is considered סעודה. Now, if you're going to ask me with this kabeitza, more than kabeitza, can I eat it after 9.5 hours Erev Shabbos? I would say yes. Halachically, you can. There is no issur. There is no gzeira. Is it appropriate? Is it kvod Shabbat? Is it appropriate that when you know that you're going to have a mitzvah to eat in 2 hours and you fill yourself up so you're not going to be chayav in the mitzvah, is it appropriate? It's not kvod Shabbos. It's not kvod Shabbos. So the Rambam says, I know that Rabbi Yossi holds that it's mutter, but it's not kvod Shabbos. And if you want sources that where does the Rambam get that Kvod Shabbat is, one source is the Gemara in Gittin, and he might understood that it refers to a big Seudah like the beginning of the Rambam that sounds like a big Seudah, and he took the idea from there that anything that caused damage to Kvod Shabbat is Pgam, is a Kilkun in Kvod Shabbat. And I have a couple of more sources. One of the sources is the Gemara in Shabbat in Kuf Yutet. The Gemara discuss
if Kavod Shabbat and Erev Pesach are so different, how does the Gemara compare them in the first place?
No, the Gemara discusses if there is an Isur. According to Rabbi Yossi, there is no Isur Erev Shabbos, and there is an Isur Erev Pesach. The Gemara in Pesachim just discussed the Takanat Chachamim, if there is Takanat Chachamim or not.
Exactly.
So it's just discussing the Takanat Chachamim.
Isn't there an in of Kavod Yom Tov too? So why does the Gemara not, if we're talking about Kavod Shabbos that you should refrain from eating at a certain point, why wouldn't that make, why they only bring the matzah in as the source of why you can't eat on
Shabbat and Yom Tov are on the same level.
Well, we'll be the same.
We're going to see that soon. That's where I found the Gra says what I said in Ilchot Yom Tov, not in here. So if you let me finish, then we're going to get your question also. No, but it's good. Your point is good. Yom Tov should be included also. And that's what one of the things that bothered me is that I couldn't find anyone who said what I said, and it looked to me very true. And Lemaise, the Gra in Ar Siman, Lichora hint to what I said, he said, Ayin Bahag. On safe bet, he doesn't say anything more. So it already opened the gate that what I'm saying is correct. That the Rambam is basically follow the Bahag and not like the Rav Magid. But before I'm going to get there, I just want to bring a couple of birshutcha. I'm going to, if anyone needs to go to Maariv, I will be moichel. No, I'm really late. Whatever. So. One source is it's a very nice source for the idea that kibud is pushing off meals and making yourself a little bit more hungry. It's the Gemara in Shabbat in Kuf Yutet. V'chibadto. Likdosh Hashem mechubad ziyom ha-kippurim. V'chibadto. Rav Amar le'akdim. It's page number 11. Rav Amar le'akdim u'shmuel Amar le'acher. If somebody have a lot of money and he eats meat and have a lot of stuff all the time, so how can he make Kavod Shabbat? By pushing it off or pushing it or bring it earlier. If you're in Shabbat itself and you used to eat at 5 o'clock, you can eat earlier to show that it's to do some change. And the Rabbeinu Prachia is one of the Rishonim that recently found. He is from Egypt. It's the same base midrash of the Rambam. So he says, Le'acher, what is to push off the meal? Kedei le'itaneg b'ma'achalo she'mit'avelo. To push off the meal, to be more hungry when you eat it. So it's mamash the same idea, that if you want to eat a meal after 9.5 hours Erev Shabbat, Kvod Shabbat is to wait with this and eat it when you're more hungry. Now, the Rambam Ilchot Yom Tov, it's almost meforash. After I told you that, when you read the Rambam in Perek Vav Milchot Yom Tov Alachat Et Zayin, it's still in page 11. Keshem shemitzvah lechabed Shabbat ulehanga, kach kol yamim tovim. Okay? So that's your Yom Tov, right? There is a kavod in Yom Tov. Kavod ve'oneg. Sheneemar lechavod Hashem mechubad. Ve'kol yamim tovim neemar bayim ikar kodesh. So the Rambam includes Yom Tov with the same idea. וכבר ביארנו הכיבוד והעונג בהלכות שבת. We define what is כיבוד and what is עונג. וכן ראוי לאדם, so here, the Rambam, when he quotes the din of כיבוד, וכן ראוי לאדם שלא יסעוד בערבי ימים טובים, מן המנחה ולמעלה כערב שבת, שדבר זה בכלל הכבוד. It's מדין כיבוד, and it's not a חיוב, it's not an איסור, it's just a mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam separate them. The din of Rabbi Yossi discuss isurim, but it's not within kibbut. Now, the Gra basically said what I said on the Shulchan Aruch in the Gemara. Bring the Rambam in Yom Tov in Siman Taf Kuf Kaftet Ilchot Yom Tov. The Gemara quotes the Rambam that you shouldn't eat before Yom Tov, כמו שבת, שזה מכלל הכבוד. So if you look in the Gra there, so he brings the Rambam, and he says, ורוצה לומר, look at the last line. איזהו כבוד, he brings the Rambam מלכות שבת that we just read, איזהו כבוד, the beginning of the first סעיף is איזהו כיבוד, and then one of the סעיפים after, שימנע אדם מן המלכה ולמעלה מלקבוע סעודה. So it's ממש מפורש in the Gra, that the Gra understood that the din of stopping from eating mina mincha olmala is midine kibud. It's a separate din of midine kvod shabbat. Ve'rotze lomar, oneg hu b'shabbat atzmo. Din of oneg shabbat is b'shabbat atzmo. Ve'kibud hu b'erev shabbat. Kvod shabbat is erev shabbat. When you prepare yourself, that's the kibud. When you stop yourself from eating your food and you make yourself hungry for Shabbos, that's kibud. It's not a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah. So there's no takanat chachamim, not to stop you from eating, but it's kibud. You can eat min etargima, you can eat other stuff, but don't. It shows that you care. That's the kibud. Okay, there's a lot more to say. Let's try to get to something that has more of coming to us. Before that, just like one conclusion, that according to what I said, if we're going to hold it like at Lemaise, I'm not, I can't be choylek on the Mishnah Berurah and all the Achronim, although it seems like there is a lot of sources to say that what I said is true, we can be at least machmir according to this, because according to what I'm saying, the concept of seuda is basically the normal concept of good seuda, that whenever you eat more than kabeitza, there is still kibud not to eat that before Shabbat, after mincha ktana. So at least lechumra, we can get a chumra for it. It can be a kula also, but to be makel, you need more support and more bezrat Hashem, od chazon lamoed. Yeah, but I'm just saying, look, Belimud, in the Rambam, I think it's a good pshat, and it seems to me very true in the Rambam. Lemais, that's a different story. Now, what about when you have two yamim tovim, yam tov sheni shel galuyot? So, Rema in Taf Kuf Kaftet, right? Im Erev Yom Tov Shabbat. It's for page 14. It's the first source there. Im Erev Yom Tov Shabbat, Yachol Lekayem Seuda Shlishit, V'yochal Me'at Pat, Lichvod Yom Tov. So here we discuss, let's say, Erev Shavuos. Erev Shabbos. Before we're going to get to two Yamim Tovim. Just Erev Yom Tov is Shabbat. So now you have a mitzvah Suda Shlishit. Yochal Me'at Pat Lichvod Yom Tov. So
you basically hold that and
having
too much.
He said that, yeah, don't eat too much, but you should still be mekayim suda shlishit. I mean, lechatchila, you should eat the suda shlishit before 9.5 hours, because why would you wait until that time that it's an Isur? But if you didn't do it, it was long, you davening for a long time, and the meal got, so then you shouldn't lose mitzvah of suda shlishit. Now the Magen Avraham argue if it's mina mincha ol mala. It's now let's go to the next source. Page 15, the Rama in Siman Tafayin Aleph. Tafayin Aleph is a dinim of Pesach, erev Pesach. The Rama also brings Vesh Noagim, it's 15 on the bottom. You see that? Vesh Noagim Shelo Lechol Chazeret Be'erev Pesach, Kide Lechol Maror Leteavon. Vechen Biyom Rishon Shel Pesach. So now this is what's important for us. Vechen Biyom Rishon Shel Pesach, Kide Lechol Be'lel Sheni Leteavon. Some people are machmir not to eat a lot in the first Yom Tov of Pesach, so they're going to have appetite for the second night. וכן נוהגים קצת למעט באכילת מצה ביום ראשון מהטעמו. They have a minhag also to...
Even though the first day of Yontif is a mitzvah midoraisa to have a minhag Yontif, so you have a few sips. Second night is...
Very good, very good, very good, very good. Wait, very good. ובמשנה ברורה שם, הוא says, yeah, you should, מן המנחה ולמעלה, מן הדין צריך להיזהר בכל יום טוב. So that's what he says there in Tafayin Aleph. He quotes that he should be careful... Like any Yom Tov, second Yom Tov you should treat like any Yom Tov, and since any Yom Tov you have a mitzvah to stop before Yom Tov, so too, two Yomim Tovim you should stop Erev Yom Tov. But then, in Siman Tafkuf Kaftet, that's the Simanim of Yom Tov, not in the Ilchot Pesach, in the Biur Halacha, he argued with the Magen Avraham. He said exactly what you said. If I'm in, let's say, Shavuos, 2 days Shavuos, you have a real Yom Tov Midoraita, and you just get hungry now at 5 o'clock. You have a mitzvah Midoraita to eat Simchat Yom Tov, and because of the second day Yom Tov, you're going to be mona yourself from a mitzvah Deoraita because of a Sfeka Diyoma. So that's mamash what the Biur Halacha says. You can take a look in the Biur Halacha.
I was saying even before that, in a moment, he was talking about even during the day earlier. He wasn't even talking about
I think the mother combined the idea that we have not to eat matzah the day of Yudalet, so you can't do that in the first day of Yom Tov, but you can still be memait a little bit. So, right, okay. But again,
the sheet is that all the matzah you eat is mitzvah shos, right? Which is mitzvah d'oraisa anyway. If you hold it, doesn't the Rambam hold on?
The gra, you mean? Yeah, the kium. Yeah. Yeah. No, again, so even the Mishnah Berurah even say, the Biur Halacha even say even more than that.
Half
but
half of everyone
eats.
They hold, no, they also hold back. They don't go too crazy because they have to have another Seder.
Right.
It's
right.
Balance, whatever.
So the Biur Halacha here argues, and then... he says, it doesn't make any sense to prevent myself from eating in the first Yom Tov, that is Ikar Yom Tov, from the Safek Adiyoma. And it's a little difficult that he himself quote the Magen Avraham in Tafayin Aleph. He said, yeah, for sure you should stop because of the Magen Avraham in Tafkuf Kaftet. And Tafkuf Kaftet, he argued with the Magen Avraham. So why did he bring it here? But according to what we said, there is a fundamental chiluk between the dinim of matzah to the din of kvod yom tov. When we discuss kvod yom tov, so it's funny to tell me to stop eating now because of the kavod of the second day, because I have to be mechabed this day. So then the question of the Biur Halacha is fine for Dinei Yom Tov. But for the Dinim of Pesach, if we discuss Tafayin Aleph, we discuss Erev Pesach. Then you have two elements. You have the Din of Yom Tov and you have the Din of Matzah. Din of Matzah is more chamur. There is a chashash of preventing you from being yotze the mitzvah, lechora. So that's a higher Isser. So, although the Mishnah Berurah lechora doesn't hold like our approach, but his approach, what he paskin in Dinei Pesach, lechora should be true lemaise, because there is a chiluk between Pesach and Yom Tov. Now, for our case, this year we have a unique case that in addition to be Erev Yom Tov Sheni, it's Shabbos also. So we have Suda Shlishit. So it's extra. So in the one hand, it's Erev Pesach Sheni, it's at the second day Yom Tov, it's Erev Pesach. So you have the Din of Matzah at night, but you have a mitzvah to eat Suda Shlishit, an active mitzvah. It's not like Yom Tov Ragil, just if you're hungry, you have a mitzvah to eat, but there's no Suda Shlishit according to majority of poskim in Yom Tov. But this year we have a Suda Shlishit, so it's mamash a unique situation. What should we do? Should we be makel in the Takanat Chachamim not to eat after Mincha Ktana? Or should we be machmir in the Suda Shlishit? So, B'Shara Tshuva... Right, right. But in the other hand...
No, I'm just right.
So the Safek is Mamash, yeah. So the Sha'aret Tshuva in Tafayin Aleph, the Sha'aret Tshuva, Mamash bring the poskim about that. He said, Be'igot HaRamaz, the Rabbi Moshe Zakut, he was asked about that. L'inan Suda Shlishit B'Pesach Shechaliot, Shechaliom Rishon B'Shabbat, he said, Shev Al Ta'aseh Adif. Ladidan, Erev Pesach Mishum Sfeik Ad Yom Tov Sheni. We should be choshesh for, like, consider it like Erev Pesach. You just eat like fruit or something. Skip it. Just eat biyotze with the fruit. Fruit is, bedieved is fine according to some poskim, so it's better to be machmir with matzah
le'teavon. You learn Torah.
Actually, there is a mekubalim who says that you should learn Torah and consider there is no chiv. Oh, yeah. You have a kavana for some. Yeah. Right. Now, we're discussing somebody who forgot or couldn't or. Right, he said, don't do it with pot, although you could, because it's not really Erev Pesach that we don't eat matzah. Erev Pesach shechaliot b'Shabbat, you're not allowed to eat matzah because it's Erev Pesach. But here it's Erev Pesach, Yom Tov Sheni, so you could eat matzah because you already... So he said, lechatchila you shouldn't. But the Sha'aret Tshuva argue with them. The Sha'aret Tshuva, ונראה מי שאינו מבטל בשום פעם מלעשות סעודה שלישית עם פת, רשאי, ויוכל מעט... So he says that lechatchila you should be makdim, but if you usually make suda shlishit with pot, you shouldn't skip this because this is like mamash. It's basically like the svara of the biur halacha that it's this is vaday chiyuv, and the sfek adiyoma is lechora sofek. So and sofek motzi mide vaday. You have vaday chiyuv to eat suda shlishit. So you shouldn't even compromise with the quality of the suda shlishit and make it with pot. And again, if you make it with little bit of pot, so you can eat kabeitza and not more than kabeitza, and then you're going to be yotze lichora b'manafshach, because you're not eating a lot, you're not eating more than kabeitza, but you're going to be yotze suda shlishit. So you have a problem with matzah le'teavon, but it's a safek. This is less chamur than a regular. Tev, that's for today. I wish I had more time to explain more, but.
Is it so shy up that you say that?
According to what we explain, matzah le'teavon, according to Rabbi Yossi, is the chashash of bitul mitzvah. And I would assume that if somebody eats a real full meal, salashudis, he might be have no appetite. Although, if the magid is long, so But sometimes when I eat shalashudis, or big shalashudis, I'm not going to get hungry until like... then, yeah.
So if anybody wants to food, I'll go now.